This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. I have Michelle Cobb, and we're talking about audiobooks filled with tension.
That is true. And doesn't this title just scream tension? Kill Show, a true crime novel by Daniel Swerin Becker. Read by Megan Tusing, Desmond Manny, Pun Bandu, Melissa Redman, Byron Wagner, Christine Lakin, Stacey Gonzalez, Exie Sands, Fred Sanders, Sarah Morsey, Chris McLinden, and Robert Fass.
That is really kind of an extraordinary cast.
It is, for a very interesting book. In fact, yet another Earphones winner, shooting them out this week. So we're going to revisit our theme of tension in many, many ways, because this one is full roller coaster ride.
Okay, so what is? Tell me what this one is about.
The premise is that a 16-year-old violinist, Sarah Purcell, disappears, and a whole town just becomes focused on trying to find her, but the trail is seemingly cold. However, her younger brother uploads a video of his parents to YouTube, and it goes viral. And the result is that this television producer, Casey Hawthorne, played by Melissa Redman, she enters with an idea for a show called Searching for Sarah. And it's supposed to cover the story and hopefully aid in the efforts to find the missing teen.
Okay, I'm with you.
And it gets a little convoluted here, so stay with me. The book is a reflection on the events that happened from the people that were there, but it's built 10 years later as an oral history of this kind of twisty tale.
Okay, so they're looking back 10 years ago, this is what happened.
Exactly. And okay. Here's where it's really kind of that true crime thing, because it's a perfect match for the audio format. And the publisher has obviously filled in with this cast of recognizable professionals that just bring the story to life. So it's approximating varying sound to match real life variances. Someone's on the phone. And
oh, I see.
You know, you hear the differences in sound quality, which is a great choice.
Yeah, that's very smart. I mean, that's just smart audiobook making.
Totally.
Yeah.
And this was an interesting story. It's only 8 hours, and it's got a lot of social commentary. And even though there were times when I felt like the text actually pushed the bounds of believability, it was fine because I was in the audio format and the narrators kept me going along.
So it's one of those instances where, in fact, the strength of the full cast helped you overlook the faults of the actual book.
It did. Although I have to say, one of the choices that was made that I sort of questioned was that it was kind of in this journalistic style as opposed to emotional. And I think they made the choice because it's 10 years later, so it's people reflecting back. But I actually would have been interested to listen as well if the characters had been able to have more of an emotional connection to what was happening and help me connect to their feelings more. And I'll say this a couple times this week, same thing with Anna O. I really wish the publisher would include a cast list in the metadata so at any time I could say, oh, this is playing who.
Yes, I agree. I think it's disrespectful not to.
You heard it here first.
Yes, it is. We are respectful, so what are we going to hear today?
This is 10 years after Sarah has disappeared and her parents are being interviewed about what happened.
Okay, so we're listening to an excerpt from Kill Show. It's a true crime novel. It's written by Daniel Swerin Becker.
Dave Purcell. It had been a rough few years. I was bone tired and out of ideas. We owed a lot. The bank was coming after our house. I had started doing this crazy thing. I would leave work on my lunch break, drive home, check the mailbox for any new bills, and leave the rest of the mail for Jeanette to grab later. I didn't want her or the kids to see how bad it was. I thought if we could just get a little breathing room to get back to even, we'd be fine. But when you've got a music prodigy in the house, there's a sense of urgency, a timeline you don't get to control. One missed opportunity could change everything.
Jeanette Parcell. We'll never know how far it could have taken her. But she really was quite talented. It was always such a kick to me. Where did this come from? Dave and I wouldn't have recognized Mozart if he was our uncle.
So that's really appropriate. I can see what you're talking about. So he's on the phone and it sounds, you know, it has that phony quality to it. And the whole thing is compiled of all these interviews put together 10 years later, as with a true crime podcast.
Exactly. And, you know, the story unfolds, plenty of tension. I'll keep saying tension because that's our theme.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, this just seems like it's so made for audio. I wonder how it even works in a text.
I don't know. I felt that way several times this week. Kill Show being one of those in our Book Friday, very similarly.
Interesting. Okay, that's Kill Show, a true crime novel by Daniel Swerin Becker, and it's read by a full cast. Michelle, thank you. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Behind the Mic is sponsored by Dreamscape Publishing, an independent audiobook publisher that produces award-winning and best-selling titles, including those from Lisa Jewell, Geneva Rose, and Annie Ernaux. For more information and to see Dreamscape's entire catalog, visit dreamscapepublishing.com. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.